The word on what happened at Tool Slang is already going out in the form of a short documentary film. The film is called The Conscience of Nem N. The title character is Nem N. He was the staff photographer at the torture center. His job was to take photos of the prisoners shortly before they were to be killed.
Of course, there were a few who, they screamed, "What am I guilty of?" I said, "I don't know. I just take the pictures." The work was necessary because we needed to document who our enemies were.
That's an excerpt from The Conscience of Nem N. The film's been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short. Director Stephen Okazaki admits that he wasn't sure he understood the man who would become the subject of his film.
I essentially found his situation really hard to fathom, I guess, from just myself personally, that he would stand by. I think he says he took about 6,000 photos, and so he, you know, pretty much absolutely everyone that he photographed was innocent and about to die.
These are people, if you look at the photographs, they were black and white photographs, and they're essentially mugshots of people looking straight at the camera.
Well, what's amazing about them, though, is that they were taken with a large format camera, and that, you know, it's 1975 to 1979. It would be easy to take a quick 35mm camera, and no, I haven't had a clear answer on why, but they used a large format camera with lighting. Yeah, and so they're much higher quality than you would normally have for ID photos, and so I think that's what's really sort of compelling about them is their. Many of them are just quite beautiful photographs, and it's, I guess what's also startling is some of the people seem to be smiling because someone says, you know, is about to take their picture, but most of the people have the look of, you know, what it looks like when you know you're about to die.
When you spoke to the photographer on film, his telephone rang, his cell phone rang about four times, and a couple of times you said it was Cambodian authorities. I mean, clearly there's an eye on him. I imagine there is an eye on you as well. Why is that? I mean, what's the current situation like that people would still have someone from above watching them?
Well, I think that there are still people that were active in the genocide that they're still around and people are still afraid of them. I'm not sure exactly what was happening, but while we were doing the filming, there was a man nearby that we assumed was a janitor because he was using a broom, and we saw him later coming out of a building. And Nem N, when we were doing his interview, he got four cell phone calls, and three of them were from a government official. He would not tell us who he was, but it was clear that by the way he was addressing them. And he actually said right in front of us on the phone, no, I haven't said anything damaging.
Why did he talk to you at all?
Nem N is a really complicated person. I think that it seemed to me that he wants to make some money, he says, to help educate people about what happened. In the film, he does, and I think it's true. I mean, he says, if it weren't for these photographs, who would even care?
Let me just ask you something else. You ended this piece with something I didn't expect. It was the Goldberg Variations by Bach. You chose this.
When we were shooting the film, sort of when we were not doing the serious interviews, I decided to do portraits of people on the street as a way of sort of, responding to, you know, the miserable, cruel photos you see that were taken 30 years ago and have some sort of positive response.
And there is. People look at you and smile as you're taking the photographs.
Yeah, and you have a sense of, you know, the other lives, of people and, you know, the small joys. And so I don't know why, but the Goldberg Variations just sort of came into my head as soon as I brought the footage home. And then I thought, well, I'll drop this as soon as we figure out some other music. And I loved it more and more every time I played it. And I asked my friend, a great classical pianist, Mari Kodama, to record it for the film.
Thank you.
Stephen Okazaki's film The Conscience of Nem-N is an Oscar nominee for Best Documentary Short. You can find a link to some of Nem-N's photographs at theworld.org. You can also get to our special page with historical information all about Cambodia and the Khmer Rouge.